We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. All right, you heard Inside with Brian Fitzpatrick. The upside I take from that, he's convinced any number of these Democrats will be putting forward a proposal that includes some kind of barrier in the coming week. We'll see. All right. The other big story out there, Roger Stone pinched this morning, and it looked like a fancy bathrobe that I would expect of Stone. I had him here for speaker series a little while back, and he's quite a character. In the middle of the WikiLeaks / Podesta phishing and all that, and all those characters, the indictment is pretty wild. As I said, they seem to charge him with threatening one guy's therapy dog. What? But Andy McCarthy will restore some sanity from National Review and Fox News Channel, and just somebody who brings great sense to any of these issues. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Dom, how are you?
Well, Andy, very well. And, you know, Roger Stone, I've been around a few times, I would suspect you are, is kind of like a likable rogue, but he's been maybe taunting Mueller a bit. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. But I also have to separate out two things, Dom. One is what's important to the country.
Right.
And two, what's important to Roger Stone personally.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, looking at this indictment, which goes on for pages and pages and is like the big bells and whistles indictment, it's a nothing burger it's actually worse than that as far as the country is concerned. And it may be of great consequence to Stone. They certainly made what appear to be energetic efforts to nail him.
Right.
And, you know, good luck to him fighting the case if he's got a defense to this stuff. But what I am outraged about as an American, and what I think people ought to be outraged about, is it looks to me, reading this indictment closely, that the special counsel and the FBI have to have known for a very, very long time that there was no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. And they have allowed 2 years to elapse in which the country and the world have been invited to suspect that the president was basically a covert operative of the Kremlin. And I just think it is absolutely outrageous that for the sake of their investigative secrecy, so they could do things like make a case like this against Roger Stone, we've basically had to suspend the ability of this government to govern, all in deference to Mueller's demand and the FBI's demand for investigative secrecy. This was supposed to be about this notion that the person that we elected president of the United States is a covert agent of Russia. It's obvious from reading this indictment that they not only had nothing to do with mm-hmm. Russia, they didn't even have anything to do with WikiLeaks. They didn't have a reliable read on what WikiLeaks was doing, which is why they're reaching out to, or Stone's reaching out to them, and they're reaching out to him. But this, I just think that the fact that Mueller's investigation and his purported need for investigative secrecy has taken such precedence over the ability of the United States government to govern ought to flabbergast people.
I think that's a great point. So that the special counsel, you know, has a duty toward going after crimes, but he also has a big, broad duty that's different than others, Andy. And that is
right.
Exactly as you said, that the national interest, when this has no relationship or connection to it. What about this standard operating procedure, too? This idea, well, Roger Stone might flee the country. CNN is tipped off or staking out. I'm not sure which one. A dozen people in SWAT gear and all that. I know there's standard procedure, but, you know, does it rise to that level? Why do that repeatedly?
I really don't know. I don't understand what the hullabaloo was in terms of treating Paul Manafort as if he were Osama bin Laden. You know, if Paul Manafort was a serious criminal, I don't know why on earth Mueller would have allowed Rick Gates, who was Manafort's partner in every single thing, to plead guilty to a song. I mean, to indict him one day on 300 years worth of criminal exposure and let him plead out to nothing the next day goes to show that they didn't really think much of the case that they had even on Manafort. And I'm not saying that Manafort didn't commit crimes. Mm-hmm. He's been convicted of crimes. The jury's convicted him. But, you know, I was a prosecutor for a long time. There's a difference between a roguish businessman and, you know, a terrorist or a mafia don. And they treated Manafort like he was some kind of a dangerous, violent criminal. And now it seems like, from what I'm hearing today, we're getting, once again, the bells and whistles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And raid, 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, usually in cases like this, what you do, especially like take Manafort, they did the raid on Manafort's house the day between his cooperation with two different congressional committees.
Yeah, exactly.
Under circumstances where he was represented by well-known counsel mm-hmm. in Washington, and the normal thing would be the prosecutor would call the lawyer and say, have your client surrender tomorrow. And if you wanted documents, you would give him a subpoena and tell him to pull this stuff together.
Do you think this is part of the idea that, hey, you don't have the goods here, so in order to make this into a national issue, you storm his house in this manner, making this a matter for all Americans versus maybe a common, as you suggest, criminal case?
Yeah, I think that they have treated this in a way that ill-suits the seriousness of the crimes that are involved. And I think you can make that judgment without saying that these felonies that these guys have been convicted of or indicted for are trivial. I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking about making an effort on the part of the FBI mm-hmm. and the government that's commensurate with the seriousness of the felonies that we're talking about. And the reason that people are so angry about this, aside from the fact that there has been an energetic effort to promote a narrative that Trump was a Russian agent. But, you know, putting that aside, I think what gets even reasonable people who have no political axe to grind one way or the other, who aren't partisans, they look at the way this investigation was conducted. They look at the way the Hillary Clinton emails investigation
right.
was conducted.
Right.
And they say there's no objective way that you can say that we have one standard of justice, that the quality of justice that was afforded to both of these sets of suspects was the same, because it clearly wasn't.
Absolutely. Now, are you on Fox today, Andy?
I am, yeah. I'm actually headed to do Outnumbered, and I'll probably be on with Tucker Carlson tonight as well.
Outnumbered again? Wait a minute. How many times have you been on Outnumbered? That's pretty good.
Well, they know I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's going to be the tale of three networks today. CNN, of course, is already, particularly that they had footage of this, gearing up. Now we have the nexus to Trump. Stone has been a guy that Trump would call upon. So he must have been involved with him, even though I read the indictment, too. I don't see any nexus or anything proposed here at all around that with Roger Stone. So what would you say to people? What should they be watching for when they start to hear all this? If they want to push back a little bit, if we could summarize the point you're making, this certainly doesn't rise to the level of Trump and Putin and the Russian government. What should they say?
All right. Now, I know this is sensitive for you folks in Philadelphia for me to mention goalposts.
Okay.
So forgive me going
yes.
in about this. But what I would be saying is, this has been from day one, number one, about moving the goalposts. That is, we started out with a claim, which is what justified this investigation, that the Russians committed cyber espionage to undermine the election and the Trump campaign was complicit in it. That was the theory under which
right.
this whole thing proceeded, and it was the investigation that Mueller inherited. And They don't have a shred of evidence that that's true. This indictment proves that they don't have a shred of evidence, but it's not the first one. Every indictment we've gotten from Mueller so far has had those indications. And whatever they say today, what I would ask is, where's the proof of the espionage conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin? And when you get a blank stare, or they try to talk over you because that's not what they want to talk about anymore, I would point out that for over a year, at least, they have to have known that they didn't have the conspiracy that was the rationale for opening this investigation and appointing a special counsel in the first place. And they're talking about every single other thing and treating these guys like they're mafia dons or terrorists, when in the meantime, they don't have the goods on the thing that was what this investigation was opened about in the first place.
And Andy, that's why my thing is here. When people say this is going to wrap up pretty soon, I don't see it. I think the longer he does it, you know, the argument is, well, now we have Stone, and Stone will give up other people and we'll get to the bottom of this. And then we get some other minor figure, relatively minor figure, and it stretches out and stretches out, all the while doing damage, though, to the country.
Well, it shouldn't do damage to the country, Dom, and that's why I think that if it was important enough for Mueller to do these indictments here, there, and everywhere around the administration, then there's no reason they could not have done an interim report that said, after careful evaluation, we've closed down the part of the investigation that involved suspicions that there was a Trump campaign conspiracy with Russia. And then everybody could have breathed a sigh of relief. It wouldn't have meant Mueller couldn't continue. It wouldn't have meant finding out what Russia's interference in the election wasn't important. It obviously was, and he could have continued that. It wouldn't even have meant that he had to stop investigating Trump for obstruction of justice, even though I don't happen to think there's a case there. But at least it would have put a lot of ease in terms of people's perception of their president and their government, and most importantly, the administration's ability to govern.
If
the special counsel had come out and said what he's clearly known for a very long time, which is there's no conspiracy between Trump and Russia.
Exactly. Andy, I do hope you're right that. I wrote that down myself here. I don't think we've had conversation before when you've talked about an interim report. That is a really good insight and something people can say. And you're right. Then he can proceed with all these other things. But we take that cloud away, we get it out of politics, and we get at something. I know you and I certainly am joined in this. We want to know what the Russians were trying to do. I think they were relatively ineffectual for the future. How do we prevent it? How do we push back? But taking away this cloud and then moving forward, you might have more support on trying to get to the bottom of some of that stuff.
Yes, Dom, and I not only think that, I think they had an obligation to do it.
Now, yes.
People will say the government ordinarily doesn't speak about investigations, and I completely agree with that. The reason there's a misimpression in this case is because the government gratuitously and outside of its normal processes took the unbelievable step of announcing to the public that it was investigating the Trump campaign on possible complicity in Russia's interference in the election. They're not supposed to say that in the first place. Having said it, I think they had an obligation to correct the record that they made.
Exactly.
And correct the impression that they made.
Hey, Andy, thank you so much. Boy, what clarity. We'll be watching Outnumbered today. What a lucky guy. Four great women around,
well,
too.
You should be watching it anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. And then Tucker Carlson tonight. Good stuff. I'm glad all this is happening, Andy. They have the best guy finally there at Fox. So thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.